Yeah, Future Breaks FM just winding out the end of 5 set. Stay tuned in a matter of moments. El Hornet, one third of Pendulum, straight here from the UK. Gonna step things up here on the program. Wanna shout out everybody that won those tickets for Groove Rider. Wanna say what up to Adam. And hey, Mara, thanks for calling, dear. I hope you got those records in the mail from before. Give us a shout, let us know. I also wanna say hello to the one like Tomas Palermo, who you can catch here, KUSF, on Fridays at Friday Night Session. Thanks for giving us a shout. And MC Child, again, tickets are still available, or at least one is available for Groove Rider next Thursday. Give us a call. 751-KUSF. So again, 415-751-5873. A gift from Future Breaks. Groove Rider. Just keep it locked.
This is DJ M. You're in tune to Future Breaks FM, live in the mix with Pendulum, representing Breakbeat Chaos out of the UK. Just came out of the set by the one like Fife. Going through his last few tunes, we had Fotech with Sidewinder. After that, Ed Rush and Optical, the Medicine remix, classic one on Virus. After that, Digital with Gateman on Phantom Audio. And Hive, Keaton, Gridlock, and Echo with a track called Culture off their LP Welcome to Violence on Hive's Violence label. First few from the one like El Hornet representing Pendulum. We had The Alliance with a track called Lost Contact, Psydream on the remix, followed by Fission with Ormus. It's a Destruct remix. After that, unknown artist in tune, but Noisia on the remix. And the last one was State of Mind and Concord Dawn coming through with Aces High. Brand spanking new stuff on the CDJs. Keep it locked for another half hour or so. With the one like Pendulum here in town for the F-Sound P51 night. F-Sound 3 last night at the Blue Cube. Went off like a riot. Upwards of 600 people there, so I heard. Big night for SFDNB. It's Future Breaks. Number in the studio, 415-751-5873. That's 751-KUSF.
We'll be right back.
Future Breaks FM, live in the mix with Pendulum, representing Breakbeat Chaos out of the UK. This tune is by Clute. Before that, we had Baron with St. Elmo, and working backwards, Pendulum's own Tarantula off their Hold Your Color LP on Breakbeat Chaos. Before that, their remix of Voodoo People by Prodigy. Classic tune right there. And working backwards, Pendulum with Hold Your Color, it's a remix. And all the way back to TB and Calyx with a track called Quest. I just want to shout out another couple events. This Tuesday, February 7th, down at Underground SF is the Futura Weekly, which goes on every Tuesday. So this is February 7th with a resident mashup, 2 hours of Juju plus Ray's Genome and Kinetic. That's at Underground SF, formerly the Top, on 424 Haight Street. 21 and up, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. That's $5 all night. With residents Juju Rando, Genome, Raze, and Kinetic, and MC Duh on the mic. Also tonight, still doing it, this is our night down at Anu Bar, 43 6th Street between Market and Mission. And we've got Galaxy and Fife, our special guests, plus residents myself, Kuz, DJ Retox, the Colonel MC, and MC Child. So don't sleep on that, that's free all night. It's 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. 21 and up down at Anu Bar, and we just launched our website, www.stilldoingit.com, so check that out, download a few mixes by the crew, check out photos, bios, and whatnot. And of course, the show's website is www.futurebreaks.fm, and there you can find archives, downloads, track lists, podcasting, photos, and all that other good stuff. So check that out, we'll get this set up there eventually. And got about 50 minutes left in the program. Keep it locked, live in the mix with Pendulum. right, this right here, the big single off the album, just Slam. So, El Hornet, thanks for joining us today.
No worries, serious Dave. What's happening, man?
Chilling. How are you? How are you enjoying San Francisco?
Yeah, it's cool. It feels like Australia, sort of. I think the whole West Coast does, for me anyway, because, I mean, it's supposed to be winter here, right?
Well, yeah.
And it's like 70 degrees or something.
It's just kind of winter number one, winter number two being summer.
Awesome place. Yeah, the show last night was really good, and I guess that this is the first time I've been in San Francisco, so it was a good representation of what people out here are into, I guess.
Excellent, yeah. People were loving it. I went down. That's the F-Sound party we're talking about last night at Blue Cube. Did really, really well. I think the numbers were something like 650, 675, something like that, which is great for SF. And it was kind of a sweatbox upstairs.
It's got that drum and bass smell. You know, when you walk upstairs into a drum and bass party and you're like, yeah, this is going to be good, but I should have bought spare clothes.
It's got that rain, that mugginess. So yeah, let's talk about the album just really briefly. 2005's Hold Your Colors, and this is on the Breakbeat Chaos label, which, as I understand, you guys are signed to exclusively still.
Yep.
Any plans to kind of go on with your own label project? Or?
Yep. Definitely. This year, yeah, we'll probably launch a label.
Nice.
I don't want to say anything more than that, but it's something we want to do. It's something we've been planning on doing for ages. And yeah, keep your eyes out. We'll let you know when it happens.
So, cool. Coming kind of from the background of being in bands and whatnot in Perth, you guys were all in kind of guitar-driven projects, right?
Yeah.
Were you thinking from the get-go about like an album format, or was that just something that came together through singles you were doing for the label?
I think it was the other way around for us. We were thinking of an album before we were thinking of singles.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we were used to the band thing and doing an album, and then we thought, well, drum and bass works in singles, we'll make a few tunes first and see what happens.
Cool.
And that was Vault, Trailer Sevens, Back to You, Still Grey, and then we started doing a few remixes, and I guess it was all just leading towards the album, really.
Right.
Getting ourselves prepared for it and getting our sound and trying to figure out what we wanted to do with it. And I think in essence it probably took about two years, really, from start to finish, from concept to actual release.
So that was, yeah, 2003, 2005?
Yeah, well, we started in the end of 2002. And we moved to England September 2003, and I know that there was stuff that we'd actually begun as early as that. And tunes like Tarantula had begun to form, you know, early 2004. And weren't released till 2005, so it took a long time, but we wanted to do it right, and we're very happy with how it came out.
Great, yeah. As I understand, kind of one of the better-selling drum and bass LPs of all time, pretty much. So.
Apparently so, yes.
Something to be proud of, yeah.
It's something that we haven't really concentrated on because we're working on the next one already, so we just wanted to get that out there, and it got really good support, and we've toured on it a lot, and we're very proud of it, and now it's time for the next chapter.
So looking forward, what's the next album all about?
Not really sure yet. We're working on a live project, trying to turn Pendulum into a band as such, as well as DJing and, you know, doing what we've been doing already. And I think the music's probably going to reflect in that, where we'll start writing music specifically for live performance. And I think lately our rock and metal roots have started to show through a little bit, and we're adding a bit more guitars into tunes and adding that sort of live element into drum and bass, which I think is what's going to push it forward rather than, you know, keep it underground, because, I mean, that's certainly good for some people, but we're all about new sounds. We want to make things bigger and louder, so.
Yep, keep it progressing. So are you going to get back on the drum kit for your live set, or is it going to be all...
I think it's been so long since I've played drums, probably I would be terrible. I played with my band in Australia in April last year, and we hadn't, you know, it was just a one-off thing, and it was fun, scary. I mean, DJing in front of thousands of people is easy. Playing drums in front of 200 people in a pub, that's some serious scary business.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's the plan. We still haven't figured out how we're going to approach it. But Pendulum Live will be in existence by the end of this year.
Excellent. Just a quick question about kind of the format of getting your music out there. You guys done a CD release. Are you excited about the digital download option? Is that something that you guys see as kind of a way to expand your audience and
yes
push things
and no
forward?
Initially the whole MP3 things, the iTunes thing and Beatport and all that, I was opposed to it. I've always been a collector of music, and to me, a hard drive full of data isn't a music collection. Yeah. I mean, it's convenient, it's easy, you can fill your iPod up with it, whatever, but I don't know, I guess I always used to look forward to my paycheck every week and going down the shop and buying a new record and being so stoked and looking at the artwork and, you know, reading the sleeve, and that sort of has been lost now with music. But you can't deny everyone wants MP3s, and I think the MP3 download thing is more a necessity rather than people actually wanting to do it, because if you're not giving anyone the option to purchase music like that, they're just going to steal it.
Right.
So they either steal it or you say, well, I don't really want to do this, but I'll give it away for $1 a song.
Right.
It seems to be the future. Coke's jumped on it, you know, everyone's going crazy on it. And I guess it's something that's here to stay, definitely. Yep. I just wish people would want a record collection still.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people bought this CD. We sold a lot more CDs than what we did vinyl. And that's great, because there's only so long vinyl's going to last as a medium, and not everyone owns turntables.
Yep.
Not everyone wants to own vinyl, but the digital download thing, good and bad. And I don't think it's going anywhere, so you've got to get used to it, I guess.
Yep. Well, that right there, I think this wraps up our show. So, again, thanks so much for taking time out to come down.
No worries. Thank you, San Francisco.
Indeed. And, again, this will be archived eventually, futurebreaks.fm on our website. And we'll see you next week. We're here every Saturday from 4 to 6.